WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 10 months after four convenience stores in the Twin Cities changed hands, another ownership change is coming. The parent company of Stripes, which bought Brenham-based Rattler stores last year, is selling all six BCS locations. That's part of Sunoco's LP selling more than 1,100 stores as part of a multi-billion dollar deal to 7-Eleven. The cause of death has been announced of a Brazos County jail inmate who died shortly after he arrived from being arrested 2 months ago. According to an autopsy, 39-year-old Johnny Dwayne Hall of Bryan accidentally died of acute cocaine toxicity. Sheriff Chris Kirk, who announced the autopsy finding yesterday, also stated the autopsy indicated no signs of injury or trauma. The sheriff says once investigations are completed by his office and the Texas Rangers, they will be forwarded to the Texas Attorney General's office. Kirk says Hall was waiting to be booked the night of February 15th when detention officers noticed Hall appeared to become disoriented. A call for medical personnel was followed by transporting Hall to the hospital where he died in the emergency room. Hall was arrested earlier by Bryan police for fleeing from officers and tampering with physical evidence. Recent rains means reminders to be a good neighbor.
And mow your lawn. If it's at knee high, it's too high. So make sure that you take care of maintenance out at your property.
City of Bryan Code Enforcement Officer Sandra Willis on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the city will do the work if you don't and then charge you by the square foot. Landscape maintenance was also discussed at the last College Station City Council meeting. Councilwoman Linda Harvell asked traffic engineer Troy Rother about property owners being contacted when motorists can't see cross traffic due to vegetation.
Is there an easier way to deal with that? It's a safety issue.
Right, so we give you 2 or 3 days and then we go out and trim it because it is a safety issue.
For more information, contact the code enforcement office in your city. This week's Brazos County Commissioners meeting included approving an annual proclamation for Confederate History and Heritage Month. Bill Boyd of the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans provided an update on recent discoveries.
We have found, with the help of Mervyn Peters, another 14 warriors in the Steepala Cemetery, and they're flagged. Two of the people in the Steepala Cemetery are in unmarked graves, so we've applied to the VA and gotten stones for them, and we'll be setting those stones soon.
Boyd says by the end of the week, all the markers of Confederate soldiers will have been flagged. The proclamation notes Confederate Memorial Day, which is April 26th, has been observed in Brazos County for more than 100 years to give thanks to those for their unselfish sacrifice and that future generations never repeat the mistake of the past. While the Texas House spent the better part of 24 hours on the budget, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station was not on the floor the entire time.
This is when we rely on our desk mate a lot. So I share a desk with Chris Patty out of Marshall, Texas. Chris and I will rotate to make sure we're there and be able to call each other in case we have a tough vote. We're going to have to get off the floor, meet with a constituent, go to the restroom, and obviously eat something to maintain our protein so we can make it through the long night.
Cassell, speaking on the Infomaniacs, supports spending $2.5 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to make ends meet in the current budget. And among the Texas House votes yesterday was rejecting school vouchers by a 103-44 margin.
Just a week after the Texas Senate passed a watered-down version of a school choice education savings account bill, the Texas House has shown its intent not to support it. State Representative Abel Herrero's budget amendment passed.
This amendment will prohibit any funds appropriated to the comptroller from being used for vouchers, education savings accounts, tax scholarships, or any similar scheme.
The House passed it 103-44. Herrero's reasoning:
diverting public funds away from our neighborhood schools is not something that the House wants to consider.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors. Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
So I've been settling for many, many years over a long period of time with just a few little interim periods where I didn't have it and they were miserable, I gotta tell you that. But there are some cool things about Suddenlink that you may not know that I didn't know that they offer right now. Like, for instance, they got Suddenlink to go, which means that you can watch your favorite shows on the go on one of your mobile devices, which is pretty cool. Also, you can get access to Netflix and Hulu right there on your Suddenlink DVR box. It's great. You never have to miss your favorite shows. Now, if you sign up for the Suddenlink Triple Play today, you can get it for only $79.99 a month, and you're going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone. It's a limited time offer. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details, or give them a call, 877-694-9474. Do it today, or stop by their local office, because they love when you come in and they get to hear about how badly you want Suddenlink. Our local store is located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Go in and see them, say hi. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here's some numbers.
High pressure leads the sunshine today. The system's off to our north and extends through the state. We're going to hit 75 to 80 later this afternoon. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. For tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, turning warmer. Highs 80 to 85. A few clouds, breezy and mild tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Sunday, clouds and some sunshine and breezy with a chance of an isolated shower. High Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. There you go. It's 8:13. So we talked about how the Masters is a little weird this year.
Yes, you know, it is.
Yeah. The wind. Now, but some guy shot 65 the first round.
Charlie.
Who is this guy?
Charlie Hoffman.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
Okay. I mean, he's obviously not super well known, but he's played in the Masters a few times before and always has a pretty good finish, but I don't think he's ever won.
Yeah.
But he's got the lead going into the second round.
Tiger Woods is not at the Masters this year, which means only 50% of the media coverage will be devoted to his every single move.
Correct. go ahead.
It's very interesting because, like most tournaments, you want to go and see it if you can, and so you stake your seat out early ahead of time, right? But you cannot run.
Yeah.
You can only walk very, very fast.
Wow. And during real rounds, I say real rounds, during Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so not including the practice rounds, you are not allowed to even bring a phone in.
Wow. And that, that is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So the Augusta Google Blazers also serve as Google valets for the entire event. You walk up to them and you ask them any question, they have an answer.
Cool.
You could go ask them who won the Masters, the most Masters in history.
Right.
They could tell you it's Jack Nicklaus.
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest hole in the course? Number two, it's 575.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles is it to Cincinnati? They know that, 536. Okay. Now, the other thing is that every sandwich wrapper at the Masters contains an application to join the Augusta National.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Yep. Yep.
So huh. Right. And then also, like, the prices of concessions haven't changed in years.
Right.
So for the most you're going to spend on anything is a beer, and that's only
$5. Yeah.
And you can still get a sausage biscuit for $1.50.
Wow.
You can get peanuts for $1.
The members of the club never have to do anything. The people who are the staff at Augusta National know them by name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
They just put their club number on there, you know. They don't have to sign anything. It's a pretty ritzy place.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's
oh,
a story in the Wall Street Journal this morning about a company that is has somehow, some way, gotten some green jackets, Masters green jackets. Because here's the deal. The winners get a jacket. All the members of Augusta National get a jacket.
Oh, okay.
But the jackets are not supposed to leave the golf course, the National Club.
Oh, so you're now, just supposed to wear them when you get there?
Well, yeah. And the deal is...
It's kind of dorky.
The person who won the tournament can take it home.
Right.
But there's a company now that has somehow, some way gotten about 12 or 13 of them and auctioned them off for, I think, about $20,000.
They're supposed to be unique.
Yep.
Know.
And they are
I hate
unique
when
to,
people
a,
do
to
that.
A certain extent, but all it takes is a little bit of money. And, you know, I guess you legally own it. You're breaking the rule, but
yeah,
you,
but then
but
it's like,
yours,
okay,
and...
I have a Masters jacket. I don't belong there. I didn't win. Like, how does that impress people?
Right? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I've got money.
I bought it illegally on the black market.
Well, another thing from the sports world that I can get to include into the sports report. I don't know if you guys heard about this. You got to hear about the guy on the Cardinals that got hit 3 times around the bases.
No. Okay.
Steven Piscotty. Yeah, he's a Cardinals outfielder. Uh-huh. And he wasn't hit once, twice, no, 3 times in one inning. Last night.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday
so, like,
night,
running
rather.
Bases, he was getting pegged, basically.
Yes, he was hit
nice.
By the ball, yeah, as they were throwing it
from
base
funny.
To base.
Wow.
It is not dodgeball. It is baseball.
Right. They were playing the Cubs, and, he was running the bases.
That's crazy.
It's a dangerous game.
It is?
Yeah.
Anthropologist Marcel Denisi was teaching a linguistics class at the University of Toronto about a year ago when a student asked what he thought about emojis. He said, I knew what they were, but they never really struck me as something that I could study. So he asked whether students would share their text messages with him for research and received 300 submissions.
Wow.
He found that while emojis are used to convey emotion in a way that written language probably can't, they could be surprisingly lacking in substance, used as small talk when an in-person conversation might turn to the weather, for instance.
Oh.
So, what happened? He's one of several scientists who are kind of on the leading edge of this new school of academic and corporate research, the study of the emoji and their use in human interaction.
Wow.
Researchers and tech firms have seen that people can use them in very unexpected ways, and even the most basic emoji can spawn, of course, misunderstandings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As can anything when it's the written word.
Sure.
Spoken word, you can get a little bit of emotion in there.
But I think emojis help even more with confusing text.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. Because
yeah. Ahead. Well, you can say something that could be taken in a multiple, you know, tones or different ways, but you put that smiley emoji or that, you know, frown emoji, and now it kind of clarifies what you meant.
Yeah.
In Japan, which is, of course, the motherland of the emoji. Yes. The surfer can imply the sender wants to break up, as in they are surfing out of the relationship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. According to Rachel Law, who's the co-founder of Kip, that's a service that helps offices put together shopping lists for workplace purchases. That meaning does not carry over to the United States. It doesn't mean that over here.
No, definitely not that I know of.
Interest in understanding this new form of communication is growing as emojis proliferate. Now, and they mentioned it, it's true, not only in personal communication, but now in some business communications as well, which is, I'm not.
Business communications?
I think eventually one day, it's just inevitable, but not right now.
Yeah. Emoji marketing has become a lot more serious from a commercial perspective in the last couple of years, says Pamela Clark Dyson, who is a lead analyst.
Can you imagine that? Like, Johnson, how is that merger going? I don't know, sir, but I just got a text message of an emoji that's a surfer.
What does that mean? Yeah. Emoji has been a goldmine in terms of understanding how consumers use the payment plan app Venmo, says Ben Mills. He's Venmo's head of product. Asking people for money can be awkward, he said, but emojis make those interactions more playful.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. But the surfer thing is strange. I mean, again, who in America would understand that?
Yeah, no.
All right, here's the story. This sounds like CVS accidentally pulled off an amazing April Fool's prank. 56-year-old was at a CVS in Michigan back on March 31st, and he fell asleep in the store's blood pressure cuff chair.
No.
Okay. Somehow, And I don't know why. I think those things are usually by the pharmacy. The pharmacist must have, anyway, all the employees left and didn't see him there. He's still asleep. They locked the store.
Oh.
So he woke up, realized he was stuck. So what do? Headed to get a snack.
Of course.
He ate Fig Newtons off the shelf, drank a bottle of True Moo milk. And then he managed to finally do something that triggered the alarm.
I mean, if you're going to get stuck in a store, CVS is an okay place to be.
Not bad.
No, that'd be it's much better than being
literally
got like
everything.
Yeah, if you're in a tire store, that wouldn't work so well. But because they've got it's like aisles.
You could survive in a CVS.
Oh,
for
sure, it's like aisles and aisles of snack
medicine,
food.
Snack. Drink.
Everything you need.
Makeup.
So he,
also those as seen on TV products.
Oh, right. So you're right. You could go through all of those and try each of them out. That'd be awesome if you could do that. Well, anyway, so what happened is at 1 o'clock he did something that triggered the alarm, and at 1 o'clock then the police showed up and they made arrangements to open up the store. Then CBS said they wanted to charge him for the snacks he
eats. No.
Apparently, they realized that was really going to make them look pretty bad, so they changed their minds, and they said, hey, tell you what.
On the house, buddy.
Big Newtons and milk are yours.
Yeah. Well, you guys locked me in here, so.
Right. So, a 23-year-old guy named Kyle Stump busted for allegedly spray-painting a marriage proposal on the walls of a local shopping center. Local magistrate advised Stump that a more traditional one-knee kind of thing might have worked a little bit better.
Probably.
And as part of his punishment, since he obviously likes to paint, the judge has ordered him to repaint several local fire hydrants. Kyle says it's worth it, but his bride-to-be said yes to the proposal.
Good.
So there, police say, we're sorry that we did that, but there you are. Speaking of police, gotta hate this. St. Petersburg, Florida Police Department, apparently they're not scared of anything except a mouse.
Oh,
security video from a police station showed an officer running for his life after seeing a mouse in the hallway, after spotting the rodent.
You have a gun, man. You have a gun.
Really? Right? The unnamed policeman appears to call for backup.
Oh, wow.
On his handheld radio.
Aside from the fact that you have a gun, you're a billion times its size.
Yeah.
Probably all right.
Doesn't say what happened to the mouse.
And I understand getting spooked, you know, especially if it pops out kind of.
You could get startled.
Right, startled is okay. But to run away and then to call for backup.
Fight or flight.
As Keanu Reeves said, it takes a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent. 37-year-old Kelly Zeitler, Seminole, Florida, charged with eight counts of child neglect after one of her kids told a school worker that mom's van smelled like alcohol. Goes to the counselor and says, my mom's van smells like alcohol.
Well, and the fact that your 8-year-old, is that what you said?
Eight.
Knows what alcohol smells like. You know, it's one thing to think, oh, mom's van kind of smells funny.
Yeah, the incident happened after she picked the kids up from school, stopped at the grocery store, apparently bought beer, was drinking one while she walked back to the van.
Oh.
Almost hit a parked vehicle, but avoided it after one of the kids screamed at her to stop. Police found her at home. Couldn't arrest her on a DUI charge because she wasn't behind the wheel, but she is being held on $40,000 bond. And has to wear an alcohol monitor, so that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
All right, but wash our ears out with this. Beyonce is apparently the queen of social media.
Ooh.
The Wall Street Journal says that DeMarie Analytics estimates that each one of her posts is worth $1 million.
What?
Beyonce doesn't post that often.
No, she doesn't.
But when she does, the social media world explodes.
Right, which is why it works.
That's it. Her baby bump pic is now the most liked on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
So cute.
And
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Don't know what
so
it is.
So much that the cheese guy made a statue out of it.
That's true, he did. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to stay inside, there are three movies that open up this weekend.
All right.
None of them will probably displace Beauty and the Beast. That'll probably still be number one. Going in Style. Have you seen the trailer for this?
It's Morgan Freeman
and Michael Caine.
Yes, and they go to rob a bank.
Yeah, all these old guys because
they get their pension taken away.
Something like that. So that one is opening up.
That looks kind of funny.
It does. And then we've got another Smurf movie.
Mm.
So that's got
finally,
yeah, all the people who do that kind of stuff, Julia Roberts and Mandy Patinkin and all that. It's called Smurfs: The Lost Village.
Oh,
so
okay,
look forward to that. And Variety reports that they are putting together a film based on a true story featured in the Wall Street Journal about a group of friends who have been playing a no holds barred version of the children's game tag for the last 30 years.
Wow. Yeah,
that might be fun. Yeah. Don't know. All right, it's 8:26.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Employers slowed their pace of hiring while the unemployment rates fell to the lowest level in almost a decade in March, highlighting steady but sometimes mixed progress across the labor market. Payrolls rose by 98,000, a sharp slowdown from the prior 2 months and a number well below expectations. The unemployment rate dropped 0.2 percentage point to 4.5% as more people joined the workforce, pushing the measure to the lowest level since May 2007. Institutional Shareholder Services says it opposes Coca-Cola CEO Murtagh Kent's 2016 package because his total compensation increased from $14.6 million in 2015, despite weaker financial performance and unmet financial goals. The proxy advisor took issue with the board's use of discretionary pay tied to qualitative assessments of Kent's performance. It urged Coke shareholders to vote no on its non-binding resolution about executive pay practices. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Shockingly sophisticated eels. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Electric eels produce 600 volts of electricity to help them catch their prey. And according to Vanderbilt biologist Kenneth Catania, they don't just electrocute whatever's nearby. In the journal Science, Catania describes how the eels vary their electrical discharges, using this pattern to get hidden prey items to reveal themselves.
They essentially give off these doublets, and if something is hidden, it will twitch, and that will give away the prey's position. And that is followed up immediately with the high-voltage volley that inactivates the prey and allows the eel to catch and eat the prey item.
A series of experiments showed that eel discharges are optimized to trigger nerve impulses in their prey. Why the voltage doesn't affect the eels themselves remains a mystery. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
At YouTube, the free ride of making money with your videos is about to come to an end. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. It was 5 years ago that YouTube began allowing anyone to sign up, upload a video, and immediately begin making money. YouTube grew into the world's biggest video platform, and this is where the trouble began. Thousands of people abused the system, stealing videos owned by other creators, TV stations, studios, and recording artists. Copyright violations and intellectual property thefts have been massive. So now, a major change in policy. If you'd like to make money with your video on YouTube, you must first apply. If you're accepted, you'll need to earn 10,000 views before you'll get any money. It's a reasonable response made to discourage those misbehaving, but not place the bar too high to choke off high-quality original content, which is exactly what YouTube is supposed to be about. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least 5 devices with critical data. Email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive. To easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. With iDrive, PCs, Macs, tablets, and smartphones, all automatically backed up and protected with ultra-secure military-grade 256-bit AES encryption, safe against hard drive crashes, viruses, ransomware, theft, fires, and floods. Your data can never be lost when it's stored on iDrive. Plans start at just $5.95 a month. Remember, today's hackers go at it 24/7, so don't put this off. Sign up right now at iDrive.com. Save 75% on your first year service when you use my name, Kim, as your promo code. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Every spring, the cities of College Station and Bryan respond to lawns and landscaping that are out of control. Discussion during the last College Station City Council meeting included Councilman Jerome Rectorick asking traffic engineer Troy Rother how the city handles vegetation that blocks street signs and motorists from seeing oncoming vehicles.
If they don't do it, then the city can go do it. Is that what I'm hearing within a week for the sake of argument?
Yes, sir.
Do we do that?
Absolutely.
City of Bryan Code Enforcement Officer Sandra Willis on WTAW's The Infomaniac says when lawns get too tall, the city will do the mowing and charge property owners for the work.
And it's expensive. Y'all charge a lot of money for that, don't you? Huh?
We do. We bill you for per square footage.
Contact the Code Enforcement Office in the city where you live for more information. For the second time in as many years, a change is coming in the ownership of a group of convenience stores located in the Twin Cities. Sunoco LP, the parent company of Stripes C Stores, has announced the sale of a majority of its stores to 7-Eleven. The deal involves more than 1,100 stores. That includes six Stripes locations in Bryan and College Station. Sunoco acquired four of the six last year from Brenham-based Rattlers. For more than 100 years, Brazos County has observed Confederate Memorial Day. According to a proclamation approved at this week's County Commission meeting, April 26th is to give thanks for the unselfish service of those who fought during the Civil War so that the future generations might live free and prosper and never repeat the mistake of the past. Bill Boyd of the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, who accepted the proclamation, told commissioners they've been cleaning up Kaiser Cemetery, which is off Highway 21 east of Coulter Field Airport.
We spent all of Saturday a week ago out there with chainsaws and folks cutting down dead cedar trees, and we're going to herbicide the fences and clean it up and reset a number of stones that were knocked down by cows because somebody so fortuitously took down a chain link fence so the cows could eat in the cemetery.
Boyd also said with some assistance discovering the graves of 14 more Confederate soldiers in the Steep Hollow Cemetery. Two of the graves did not have markers, and Boyd says new gravestones from the Veterans Administration will be set in the near future. Almost 2 months ago, a Bryan man arrested by police and taken to the Brazos County Jail became disoriented and later died at a local hospital. Sheriff Chris Kirk has announced an autopsy on 39-year-old Johnny Dwayne Hall, determined the death was from acute cocaine toxicity. The sheriff says there were no signs of injury or trauma during the examination. The Texas House spent the better part of 24 hours putting together budgets for not only the next 2 years, but resolving how to make ends meet this year. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station supported spending $2.5 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to cover this year's expenses.
That Economic Stabilization Fund, it's somewhere wavering between $10 and $11 billion, and we're talking about using 2.5 of that to make the books right and not use any gimmicks in accounting. And I think that's the right thing to do.
During the budget talks, Cassell said he was able to break away from the House floor, in part to the representative who shares the same desk, Chris Patty of Marshall. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 54 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. We'll take your news tips, photos, and videos at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure stays in control of our weather over the next 48 hours. So as we make the transition from the work week into the weekend, the weather looks good. Lots of sun today. We're going to hit 75 to 80. Clear to partly cloudy and 55 to 60 tonight. Partial sun, breezy. Tomorrow's warmer, 80 to 85. Few clouds, breezy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, 80 to 85. There could be a stray shower late in the day. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. How's this for irony? The Kentucky Coal Museum will now operate on solar power. 23-year-old museum in the town of Benham. Hey, it's named after a city council member.
Oh.
has installed solar panels on the roof in an effort to lower energy costs. Museum operates out of the former company store for the local mining camp. The facility features historic relics from Kentucky's coal mining past, including personal items from Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Kentucky is the third largest coal-producing state.
I guess, that's the reason it's a coal museum.
And yeah.
It's not about the present
but
state of coal.
That's pretty neat deal. All right, time to talk about what's going on at City College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. What you got for us?
Well, we have a guest today. Heather Woolwine is our recycling and environmental compliance manager. That's might be the longest title in the city. I don't know.
Does your business card really say that?
It does.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I like to say I'm the Reckon.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you don't want to be the trash lady. That's
exactly.
Not good. But yeah. That's pretty cool about the coal museum using solar power, right?
It is.
That's reality and that kind of thing.
We're moving forward.
All right, so what have we got going on in the world of green?
In the world of green, we've got the 22nd annual Brazos Valley Earth Day on April 22nd.
Okay.
Pretty excited about it.
Yep.
So lots of booths and demonstrations. We've got two scholarships we'll be giving out. Yes.
Scholarships?
$500 scholarships.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about it. We've also got field day activities, and maybe the best of all, we're giving free food. So Come for lunch.
Yeah.
Come for lunch. We've got free food and refreshments and all kinds of good stuff.
All right. So now, how many years have you been doing this?
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. 11?
Okay.
Yeah.
See, so, I mean, how has this changed? Because you were doing really baseline stuff probably 11 years ago. Has it gotten more sophisticated?
It really has. So we went from maybe seeing around 1,000, 2,000 people to now upwards, sometimes 5,000 people come out. And it's grown a lot. We've got, a lot of it's the kids. You know, everyone says go towards the kids. So we've got a lot of kid and, oriented activities. But we've also got really cool stuff for adults. One of the neat booths that came out is rainwater harvesting. And they come with a huge rainwater harvesting drum. And, they can cater it to whatever your needs are. And it's just really neat. Really cool stuff.
Well, everybody's got roofs. Most people have gutter systems. Why not put something at the end of it? And
exactly.
You can use that water to water your plants rather than use up
money.
The other. Yeah, and it's better water, too,
it
quite
is.
Honestly, right? Now, you oversee also the receptacles?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how's that going for you? What's the acceptance level now? How's it going?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I don't know the numbers right off the top of my head, but I do know that we have increased our tonnage by more than 200%.
How long has the system been in place?
A little over a year.
200%?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, of course, if it's a little number, then we don't know. But again,
the idea is people come in and you don't have to educate them on it. They pretty well know what it is.
And, you know, with it printed on top of the container, that helps a lot, too. It's just, it's incredible to see people who never wanted to recycle to say, like, hey, you know, this is easy.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do this now.
Now, if they want more information about that, what do they do?
They can just go online, cstx.gov/recycle. We also have an app called My Waste, and that has everything in it. And I know some people are still really confused by our schedule. I forget when to set my container out sometimes occasionally.
But an app will help, obviously.
But an app will help. It'll send you a quick little reminder letting you know, hey, today's your day.
Okay, so you got Earth Day again. When does that celebration take place?
April 22nd.
Okay, and where's it going to be?
Wolf Pen Creek.
Okay, and what else we got going on?
We've got the Household Hazardous Waste. April 29th, so the next weekend. The spring event is a super busy event. So if you've got anything from paint to pesticides, whatever you may need to get rid of that's on the hazardous level, go ahead and bring it in. It's free, 7 to 2. Now, we don't want to see household garbage. So if it's just regular trash, go ahead and just throw that away. Or tires. We don't want to see any tires either. But, yeah, great event, free.
Okay, and again, the list for those things that are accepted and not accepted is on the website?
It's at twinoaks.com/HHW.
Okay, one more time.
twinoaks.com/HHW.
All right, got it. All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, what else you got?
Couple of big events this weekend. Tomorrow we have the annual Easter celebration at the Bush Library. It's free. Starts at 9:30, runs till noon. That's hosted by the College Station Police Department and has been for decades. Activities include games, face painting, Easter egg hunt, egg roll, egg toss, complimentary refreshments, and photos with the Easter bunny. Scott, that would be great for you.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 9:30.
Yeah, and the great thing is since it's family weekend, there won't be anybody on campus, right?
Absolutely. Hey, and if you want to, the kids will need to be registered for the door prizes. So
okay.
You can either do that online. You can go to the cstx.gov to the calendar page. Or you can show up a little bit early, about 9 o'clock, and register on site. Also, tomorrow is the first Starlight Music Series concert at Wolf Pen Creek. Again, that is free. Admission is free.
It's a heck of a deal.
Gates open at 6, and the concerts begin at 7. The band tomorrow is Texas Unlimited Band with guest Rosie Flores. For more, you can go to cstx.gov/starlight.
Yeah, they got some rules about what you can bring in and not and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we hate rules, but we got to enforce them.
Yeah, thanks for the time this morning. Yeah, we visit with the folks from the City of College Station every Friday. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
843 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017 getting inducted tonight at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. This year's inductees, ELO, will be inducted.
Oh, all right.
Now, the other thing that's kind of neat is Yes is getting inducted, and playing bass for Yes will be... who's the lead singer of ELO? Jeff Lynne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So he'll be playing bass, which is kind of fun. Joan Baez is being inducted. Jackson Browne will do that. Journey is being inducted.
Cool.
Pearl Jam.
Nice.
All right.
Inducted by David Letterman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's filling in. I forget somebody else. Oh, Neil Young was going to do it, and Neil's weird.
Yeah.
So is David Letterman. He's going to do that. Tupac is going to be inducted by Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was out at the Masters the other day.
What?
Yeah,
what
for the celebrity like pro-am round.
Oh, no.
It was awesome. And he did an interview and he mentioned that golf needs to embrace kind of you know, you think about football games and basketball games, there's always big celebrities on, you know, the sidelines and courtside seats. And he says that if golf wants to, you know, continue to kind of get more in the spotlight, they need to embrace the celebrity status of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Giving his advice for golf.
Was he eating a Twinkie while he was talking or anything?
No,
was he
wasn't.
Munchies going on?
No, he didn't. Okay. But he's doesn't have a horrible swing. I'll just put it
really?
That way.
Okay. Well, he gets out there.
We're just moments away from Happy Gilmore, you know?
Yeah. You're right.
It's coming.
Pharrell Williams is going to induct Nile Rodgers for a special Music Excellence Award. There'll be a salute to Prince that Lenny Kravitz will do. It's going to be HBO's taping the whole thing. And they'll show it on the 29th, it appears. So there you go. All right, time for Tom Turbyville.
Aggie athletes did it last year. They're doing it even bigger this year. And this has nothing to do with athletics, everything to do with service, particularly service to one of the poorest places on earth, poor and devastated by earthquake and hurricane in recent years. Last year, 29 Aggie athletes went to Haiti on this Goodwill mission trip. This year, 76, that's right, 76 Texas A&M athletes will leave May 13th for a week where, yes, for sure, they'll make an impression on the kids and the people of Haiti. But offensive tackle Coda Martin, who was one who followed his quarterback Trevor Knight on the trip last year, says that what they received in return measured so much more.
I'd been on a mission trip with my church when I was in high school, but I didn't know what to expect out of Haiti. And so just flying up there was a beautiful place as we landed. But getting off, as soon as we got there, it's a broken place. And it's still a broken country with literally broken buildings and things that are falling apart. And so, but the people of Haiti themselves are so beautiful and so loving. And so it was great to get to go there and to help as much as we could and just to grow closer together with my teammates. It was an awesome trip, life-changing in the fact that we got to go and to serve, and our hearts were changed as we began to serve and learn how to get along with one another and how to love people well and to just give our whole heart as if one of the Lord as we were there.
On any college football team, teammates learn a lot about each other in practice or just hanging out. But on this trip, well, I'll let Coda Martin explain.
I felt like I was close to my teammates already just because we spent so much time together. But as we went to Haiti, it got to an entire another level. It was life-changing with those guys. Just getting to, as we unwound toward the end of the night, we would serve all day, sweat our tails off, work really, really hard, do whatever we could to help. And as we would wind down toward the end of the day, we would eat. There were nights when we put on music, we'd two-step, hang out, kind of do that type of deal. My fiance now, I was dating then, I actually got to serve alongside her and get closer to her as the trip went on. But just even just teammates, I got to talk with them about their faith and their walk with the Lord and my faith and my walk with the Lord and just the work that God was doing as we were there. And so it was awesome to get to go and to serve and get to see one another work hard and help each other out and just see each other's hearts as we would serve. And I got so much closer with my teammates from that. And as we came back, just brought some of that back with us as we want to go and serve and help out in the community in whatever ways that we can here.
Like I said, 29 went last year, about 15 football players, about 12 volleyball players. Another dozen volleyball players are going, and 17 soccer players are going this year. And 32 from the football team will be going, in all 76 athletes leaving on May the 13th. They can always use help, and there is a website that you can go to find out more about the mission of hope and these trips. That website is mohhaiti.org, and there's an address that you can mail your donations to. You can mail it to Aggies for Haiti, P.O. Box 171500, Austin, Texas, 78717. That's where Mission of Hope is located. We're going to talk more about this mission trip as we get a little bit closer to it. We'll be visiting with Makedo Henson of the A&M football program. He's the guy that kind of puts this all together. And boy, this is a guy that'll make you believe. I already believe in Aggies for Haiti. It's a great, great service project. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbyville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 10 minutes till. Mr. Downs is here, and he didn't bring donuts today. I'm just saying.
What?
I know. It's Friday. He knew. All right, so this isn't a case of the dog ate my homework. It's more like the dog helped me shoot myself.
Ah!
50-year-old Matthew Cole sleeping in his favorite chair at his house in Florida when his dog barked. That startled him awake. That's when he accidentally knocked a .25 caliber pistol off the table, causing it to fall on the floor and go off and shoot him in the back of the leg.
Yikes.
Called a friend to take him to the hospital. He'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Why is the gun right there?
Right.
And then it fell.
Yeah.
Okay, another day, another person who is almost killed through their stupidity of trying to take a selfie.
Okay.
It's a woman from Sacramento, California, with some friends touring the Forest Hill Bridge near Auburn, California. Now, this thing, the Forest Hill Bridge is the tallest in the state. It's tops out at 730 feet, okay? So that's a lot. That's more than two football fields, okay? Pretty high. So the entire party entered a closed area under the bridge. The sheriff said the catwalk below is closed to the public. It's actually illegal to be down there. But while taking the selfie down there, she slipped and fell 60 feet.
Oh, wow.
Fell to the trail below. Emergency personnel airlifted her to the hospital. A local sheriff said she is very lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
And the consequences could have been much worse for her, her friends, her family. She's expected to be okay. The extent of the injuries aren't known yet. One nearby resident blames social media, saying, well, don't blame social media. Blame the idiots who are using it.
Exactly.
This is just like what's going to keep happening until people decide that they shouldn't be doing this just to impress their viewers.
Yeah, blame the people who say YOLO. That's who you blame.
Okay. All right, here you are. Which cities have the highest number of dog attacks on postal workers? Yeah, I know.
That's quaint.
Well, yeah, you were thinking, yeah, I know, really. They have these people, and they have these little pieces of paper that have things in the corner.
And they put it in the mailbox.
Isn't that something? Number four is San Diego. They had 57 bites last year, attacks last year. Number three is Cleveland with 60 attacks. Houston in there at 62 attacks, and Los Angeles number one with 80
I don't
attacks.
Understand why dogs are just roaming around on the streets, first of all.
Good point, yeah.
Because you shouldn't have to go into, like, the backyard or even onto the property necessarily if the mailbox
right.
is out on the street.
Should be, and in most cases nowadays
and
they
unless
are.
They're being walked by their human
mm-hmm.
on a leash.
You may have noticed that the online world has been talking about Rowan Atkinson's death lately. Have you seen this?
Except I haven't.
Well, it doesn't matter because he's not
dead.
That's
good.
Oh.
Yeah, the rumor started apparently the weekend of April 18th and 19th when a malicious Twitter account shared a fake news story that Atkinson had died in a car crash. Of course, it's not the first time that he died in public in 2016. They circulated a story he committed suicide. Well, that wasn't true either. So.
Why do people keep trying to kill him off?
I don't know.
But it's all just
fake news.
That's right.
Fake news.
So, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. He hit a homer last night in his first minor league game.
First at bat.
Wow.
And it's great. He, like, sprints to second base.
Oh, really?
He doesn't really realize that, I guess, that it's all gone over the fence.
That's great.
But, yeah, home run, Tim Tebow.
His team, his home run trot is a sprint. He's Tim Tebow. True. Hello.
Hey, I saw one this morning about Chuck Norris had died. And after he shrugged off the minor inconvenience, he's doing quite well.
he was honored by the Texas House and Senate,
I think. He was, just the other day.
So the deal is, he says, all my sports experiences helped me for moments just like this. He really enjoyed it.
Oh, man, that's cool. He's playing on a team called the Fireflies,
I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. Class A Columbia Fireflies.
Yep.
Well, of course, yesterday, it was the buzz up and down the halls here.
I mean,
people would not stop talking about the Frozen Four, that's the men's ice hockey championships.
Of course.
They're taking place in Chicago. In case you missed it, though, we're here to tell you that Minnesota Duluth beat Harvard 2-1.
Ooh.
Called them smart boys as they left.
Smart boys.
Yep, that's right. And Denver University beat Notre Dame 6-1.
Ooh.
So, you know, 6 with
Harvard. 6-1. Yep. Oof.
That's a drubbing, actually.
Yeah.
So with that happening, I'm guessing that the stands will be pretty empty tonight when they're playing in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's tomorrow night. I'm sorry. It starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN.
Oh, good.
I know. You've probably not watched that before, just letting you know. All right. So how many different ways do they try to convince us that we need to change what we're doing in our lives because of climate change,
right?
Climate science, as they call it, right? I mean, they're telling us it kills frogs. That didn't work. It kills birds. That didn't work. It kills fish. That didn't work. It kills sea lions. It kills puppies. None of that. So here's the new approach. Air turbulence.
Oh,
that's right.
That
air
might actually
turbulence.
Get some people.
USA Today says researchers have found that a severe and moderate to severe turbulence will more than double as a result of the expected increases in carbon dioxide levels out there.
Oh God, we're going to die. Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
That's right. That level is expected to be here by the end of the century.
Oh.
We've got some time.
Okay. The researchers found
Thank
that
Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, the severe turbulence will increase by 149%. Just got to let you know that so that you can worry about it if you're still alive in 80 years from now.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click Ed Phillips Plumbing. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters' Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
If you missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Hackettson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale is back this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 170626A, 2005 Toyota Corolla, selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR, 27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
And save you will. The Repo Joe sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Of course, we mentioned a little while ago, a billion people smoke around the world. Okay. Smoking causes 1 in 10 deaths worldwide, but a new study shows that half of them come from just 4 countries. Half of the smoking deaths in the world come from 4 countries. They would be China, India, Russia, and U.S. America.
Oh, wow.
BBC says the rise in deaths can be attributed to the population growth.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you seen commercials for this thing called 23andMe?
23andMe?
Yeah. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has approved the first at-home DNA test for people who want to know if they carry a genetic risk for certain diseases. FDA decision allows the home DNA company, 23andMe, to directly market its gene test for 10 diseases, including Parkinson's disease and some rare blood diseases. So, NBC says that these are the first direct-to-consumer DNA tests that have been authorized by the FDA.
Does it have a price?
It does not have a price. I do not know. You might Google that and see what it costs. Parkinson's disease, late-onset Alzheimer's, celiac disease,
And then some other situations in there as well. But you can check on that and see. It's called 23andMe. That's,
let's see, $99 okay. for the Ancestry service, $199 with the health and okay. Ancestry service.
Well, once again, that's, you know, that's pretty Star Trek-y type stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's what happened. So,
it's like the movie Gattaca.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't mm-hmm. it? That's right. Russia produces more sunflower seeds than any other country in the world. Take that
really?
With you. And the three-point basket was first tested in 1945 at NCAA basketball.
All right.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 9 o'clock.
This is a...